grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Deckman.
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 That's me.
What's up, dog?
Well, good afternoon. Very good in my neck of the woods. How about yourself?
Oh, it's just been absolutely splendid outside. John, you love talking about the weather.
It is it's kind of a mixed bag this afternoon coming in, but Chris, tell you what, must be looking good up on K Road at the Hemp Store right now.
The weather.
On the long-term or the short-term forecast, I believe, is we'll be reopening next Tuesday or thereabouts, and along with everyone else on K Road, and there's a noticeable buzz in the air, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's looking forward to that. So just a few days now, a few days to go.
Sure.
And this, of course, today would normally be the old first Thursday up on K Road.
Yeah.
First Thursday of the month. And so I think this is the third one we've missed in the old lockdown. So
what's the plan?
We might just have to put that off for next week, eh? We'll do that next week.
Is there? Are they planning anything like that? Or just kind of, I guess it's kind of soft openings at this point with this traffic light system that we've been invented into.
Yeah. I mean, you know, can you plan for much?
Mm.
So, let's just get open and enjoy it. And come on down next Thursday, I guess. We'll do an impromptu first Thursday.
Fair enough.
Now, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store, where are we starting with the news of the week as far as cannabis and cannabis law reform is?
Well, I thought I'd start by noting, first of all, that it's been a year now this week since we had our results of the cannabis referendum last year. And, one whole year has gone by. And So first, I guess, I want to acknowledge and pay tribute to everyone that got involved in that campaign and supported it and worked for it.
And everyone
that voted.
What the actual fuck?
Cheers. Cheers, ass. Yeah.
And everyone who voted, particularly everyone who voted yes, everyone who voted in general. And let's just thank the people that voted yes.
Yeah.
But,
Certainly don't want to thank the people that voted no.
Pardon?
I don't want to thank the people that voted no, if you don't mind.
Well, at least they expressed their opinion, I guess.
They sure did.
if only a few, just a bit fewer hadn't.
If only it was educated.
But I think if we could do it again, there's a whole bunch of learnings there.
Mm.
But one of them is, you know, the margin was 100,000+ between yes and no. And the number of people who didn't vote, who were able to, was 860,000+, something around that amount. And over 500,000 of them, over 500,000, were actually enrolled to vote and didn't.
Goes to show referendums are dumb, and we shouldn't do them. And the government should just do the right thing without doing referendums, I think.
We
should have a government that is confident in doing the right thing based on global research and trends.
I kind of think, you know, there's a place for them for, constitutional issues and something like a moral thing about a smaller group of people. You know, it's always a danger territory, leaving that to a referendum.
Yes.
But that did happen. But anyway, in this time, so that's what we've had here, I guess, and to the government's credit, you know, arrests have dropped, but not so much to the government's credit, I guess, more to the police's credit. They kind of took the message, and really scaled back on for example, going after people's grows and stopping the helicopters and all that kind of thing, which is great, and that's all continuing now. The inequities have remained, though. We've noted this before on the show, that the disparity between Māori and non-Māori has actually got worse because it's left it up to the police discretion, and whether through deliberate or probably more likely just accidental, just biases coming through, but it's actually got worse. So we've said this before, they need some clear directives rather than discretion. You know, need an actual policy rather than a vacuum on that.
Mm.
In the medical side of things, there's been a few issues there. It does bring me to one news of the week. The one kind of local news of the week was that the government has announced, or in fact the company itself, but a company called Greenlab has announced that they've secured over $760,000 of government funding to their research, which is happening down at Lincoln University in outside Christchurch there. And this research is to catalogue New Zealand genetics and work out how to grow them the best and come up with all the growing protocols and things. And they're promising to share this with other people. So I think we've got to hold them to that. And certainly taking place at a university, you'd like to think that they'll be publishing, you know, the results, which is one of the things that we did with our research at AUT. Mm-hmm. And you know, it is worth, I guess, one of these, you know, it's a local company, yes, but it's 90% foreign owned. The bulk of that, 80-something percent, by some Australians. Mm. It sort of carries on that theme that I've been bringing up recently, you know, that what we've ended up with is a scheme that favours corporates and these big entities and you know, share market listed or backed by billionaires or in this case, you know foreign owned. And where's the place for the small Kiwi growers? Yes. And the smaller companies and the boutique growers and the craft growers, but you know, providing, you know, a whole range of different sorts of products that are of more interest to patients. But anyway, they've promised to share their results, so that's got to be a good thing. So as I say, we've got to hold them to that, and hopefully they do come up with some really interesting results, and particularly things like, you know, how to grow cannabis the best when you're looking using, you know, New Zealand genetics. You know, that's really, you know, that's something that does need to be worked out. You know, a lot of people have that knowledge to themselves, I guess, or I think they do. They think they do, but, you know, having something that's actually been done properly and, you know, published in the journal, you know, that would be a huge advancement, I think. So, you know, good on them for that. Meanwhile, just overseas, again, just as a, another thing that kind of relates to our referendum, and this is some news that's come out of Illinois, and their law changed last year. It took effect January the 1st, 2020. It took a little bit longer, you know, for it to come into effect than that. And so it kind of parallels our referendum a little bit in terms of its time frame. Well, they've just passed this year $1 billion in cannabis sales. And that's actually $1 billion US. And this has generated more funds for the state government than alcohol. And they're putting it into some really good uses. You know, I actually really championed their approach, you know, when they were voting on it, because it puts first and foremost the concept of social equity, which is where you know, really direct the benefits of law reform. And if you're going to do it, making sure that it really benefits the people that suffered the most, and you do that by having, you know, opportunities and openings for them, expunging their records and getting rid of those criminal records for things that are no longer illegal. And directing your taxes and things into places where it really matters, you know, not just going into the general coffers or going to a whole bunch of rich corporates or offshore entities or whatever it is. So, you know, I think they've done a really good job of that. And as I say, they've raised like hundreds of millions in taxes, and they're putting it into everything from programs to reduce street violence through the supporting local schools and even legal aid for people to apply to have their records wiped, that expungement process. So you can actually, if you can't afford to take part in that process, there's a pool, you know, that comes out of some of the cannabis sales.
Chicago.
That helps people do that, you know.
True.
Sorry, Chris, we're just looking at the population of Illinois behind the scenes here. Just comparatively, $1 billion cannabis market for a state of 12 million people. And I mean, you know, obviously that would be a big industry for New Zealand with five-ish million people. We'd be thinking like $500 million potentially.
Right on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, that's a good comparison. And here's another figure for you. They've wiped the criminal records of 500,000 people in that year. Mm-hmm. And again, some of the taxes pay for the officials and lawyers and things that kind of need to do that, to go mm-hmm. through that process and check all their various roles and things and kind of, you know, help people apply for it and all that kind of thing. But 500,000 people, so under that kind of, you know, ratio, I guess you'd be looking at about 200,000 for here. And, you know, for a number of years, New Zealand had the highest cannabis arrest rate in the world. So, you know, there's a large number of Kiwis that have got those cannabis criminal records that are, you know, just hanging around their neck and kind of dogging them. Mm. But even aside from that referendum result, it would be really good to have the government, you know, do something about that, I think.
Totally.
Yep.
Now, Chris, on to bad behaviour in Amsterdam. You've got a bit of a story for us of some tourists up to no good.
Apparently so, according to the Herald. And this was, I think, today. Yeah, well, today, tourist ban considered for Amsterdam's cannabis cafes admits bad behaviour. I just love the opening paragraph. This is by Sarah Pollock, multimedia journalist of Travel, leading the cannabis news for the Herald. Mowing the grass, hitting the hay, blazing up. No matter what you call it, tourists have thoroughly enjoyed returning to Amsterdam. I have never heard of mowing the grass or hitting the hay.
Hitting the hay, I feel like I've heard.
That's new to me, so I'm going to start using that now.
Hitting the hay.
The wacky backy.
Mowing the grass, I'm like, that sounds like something entirely different.
But hitting the hooner, yeah.
It does a bit. It sounds a bit, double entendre innuendo there, mowing the grass. But yes, so anyway, getting beyond that, it's another thing, and this has been going on for a very, very long time. And I went to Amsterdam 20 years ago, and they were telling me even then that it had been going on for 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's that they make these announcements for the foreign media to publish just like this, so that people stop going, and it's nothing actually changes on the ground. And as they're pointing out in this story, when they poll, in fact, they polled tourists quite recently, and you got to remember... tourism is still happening in other parts of the world, and will still happen for us one day. So one day people might like to go there. And they're saying that about 30% of the tourists would just not go there if they couldn't go to a coffee shop. So that's, in fact, one of the reasons why it will never happen. But also policy, you know, the mayor can do one thing, but policy is decided by the government. So, again, it's unlikely to happen. So rest assured, I'll bet you a joint... those coffee shops will not be closed to tourists. I will bet you two joints even.
Yeah, it's they've done weird things especially for psilocybin as well around that, because young tourists go over and try mushrooms for the first time and get lost in a circular city and fall in the water and do heaps of dumb crap like that. So, but they tend to just carry on and just sort of ban a certain thing and release a new thing, and you know, it's all, they know what they're doing over there. They know it's a destination to have a little muck around. That's what they've got up their sleeve, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, a lot of their strategy, and you're right, you're about the mushrooms. That's often a bigger concern for them, or the edibles. People having, you know, too many space cakes and falling in a canal.
Yeah.
But often these pronouncements of the media is just the intention, and that's it. And it's achieved its aim by being published, and then you know, fewer people go, and they go great, and. Yeah, so anyway, don't believe these headlines about them closing.
I won't.
Good.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to believe them, Chris.
They're very supportive over an accident.
I've decided I'm not going to support. I'm not going to believe it just now.
Good.
That's fine.
That's what we're here for, to reveal the truth behind the headline.
Good. Fine. What?
All right. Hey, Chris Valley, anything else we need to know about the Hempster up on K Road before we wrap this up?
Well, probably, but I can't think of anything on it. No, head on online. We're doing free shipping for orders over $69, purely coincidental number, but just so you remember it. And free shipping, and we'll be open on Tuesday. Be spaced out, you know, wear your mask. Let's be sensible about things. But feels good to almost, you know, be coming out of this. So we're looking forward to that. And hope everyone's well out there. And, you know...
If
you've got one, right, and look after yourselves.
Someone's just asking what the tiger drops are like right here. What are the tiger drops like? Someone's asking.
Are you doing the review?
I'm going to tell you that they're absolutely fabulous. My auntie has gotten onto them, helps her to sleep. My dad's using them, helps him with his anxiety. Just whatever, just give it a taste. They're about like $50 a pop from tigerdrop.co.nz. Just go and grab one. Easy peasy.
Love it. Great stuff. Okay, very good. Catch you later.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers.
Do it,
man. That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.